When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Sometimes the person you'd take a bullet for is standing behind the trigger.
Tomorrow may not be the same. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. That's two quotes, and I am sensing a theme.
Whispering, backstabbing, betrayal, the betrayer of the Son of Man during the Lenten season, Judas Iscariot. One of the worst people that ever lived for 30 pieces of silver, selling out Jesus.
I don't like that you say 30 pieces of silver. I prefer you adjust that for inflation and say, like, sold them out for, like, $10 million.
It's 30 pieces of silver, Matt, and then he killed himself.
It's a different time.
Yes, it was.
Did he kill himself?
I think that goes without saying, and yes.
Or was there a cover-up?
I love when you make something up about, say something about Jesus, and Matt goes, that was a different time.
Are you sure?
Oh, for real?
It's a period piece.
Yeah, and Game of
Thrones. Guys, I need Game of Thrones
guys,
done. Can you equate what's going on? Can you call Palenka Littlefinger?
No.
Can you do that?
We can't.
Is Jeannie Khaleesi?
No.
All right, is she the...
Cersei? No.
Okay, is she the...
Hot princess that had sex with the child? No.
Okay, what about the...
No.
What about the disheveled homeless one that was out there carrying around the crippled guy?
They're all rich people that party in Manhattan Beach. They are none of those things.
What about the girl that went blind for a minute and has that little sword and is cutting people up like crazy?
That is Muscala. I don't know, that's all I had. I'm sorry.
What I'm talking about, guys. That's how you do it. You tie it together. Everybody's interested in the Lakers and Game of Thrones, my man.
Chris Haynes will cover the mutual parting of Luke Walton and the Lakers, as reported a couple hours ago by everybody, and the Kanya Ganguly report from the LA Times that Rob Pelinka has been raised up!
That he'll be conducting the coaching search to replace Luke Walton, which is an immediate signal that there will be no president of basketball operations or general manager that comes in that has power over Rob. He ascends to Magic's basically decider role. If he's the guy that's going to hire a coach, nobody else coming to take that job unless they can hire their own coach.
But Kobe's coming, and Hell's coming with him. You hear?
Just, my God.
I told you, Matt. Why are you surprised? I told you February 2017.
Because you would assume if you give the keys to the car to a driver that routinely drives it into a wall, and you keep buying new cars.
Are you referring to my Chevy deal?
Driving.
Are you referring to my deal with Chevrolet?
You would stop giving them the keys.
How dare you say that? I enjoy my deal with Chevrolet.
You know, that really went well with Magic. We should keep doing this. We should hire another former Laker great that has no experience in the front office and see how it goes.
But keeping Rob Pelinka and giving him power signifies to you that Kobe is fueling up the chopper.
It signals to me that a guy who's had a number of things written about him, describing him as the most loathed individual off the court in the NBA, someone players do not trust whatsoever. The reason why Paul George refused to even grant the Lakers a meeting and signed with Oklahoma City, because when Corey Brewer went there, he was like, hey, man, that guy Rob's an a-hole, and that place is a mess. You want to go there? I get it. Go back to Palmdale and see your family. But I'm telling you, I just came from there. It is. You got freaking Australian news. You got Andrew Bogut saying, crikey, they tell me to fly me wife over that I wouldn't be cut. And then they cut me right after I flew her over. I mean, that's what's out there.
I don't. KT.
What happens when there's a power struggle between Kobe and Rob Pelinka? Hypothetically, they're both.
Well, they're BFFs. There can't be a. They call Kobe and Vanessa. Vanessa is the decider.
Well, let's say they're arguing whoever the number one pick's going to be, Zion Williamson or Ja Morant. I mean, and one likes one and one likes the other one. Who makes the
Vanessa?
Vote?
He just answered you. Vanessa breaks the tie. Clearly,
I call Kobe and Vanessa.
Exactly. Well, hey Vanessa, it's Rob. The guy that called you when my kid fell down and cut his head open, even though his mom's a pediatrician.
Would you grab the keys out
of
this
town,
bag of crap?
Here's what I would like. You know, things have been going so well. We have the worst record in basketball over the last 6 years. We've been a bit of a punchline.
Matt speaking satirically.
But I think what we should do is just kind of turn the ship over to the guy that's been, I don't know, standing around with puppets and running volleyball clubs, Mamba Volleyball.
Making movies.
And making movies.
Winning Oscars.
That's what we should do. That's the guy that we should turn this whole thing over to. A guy who, while he was playing, much like the other guy in his position, not embraced by his peers.
Don't you believe the
not
tweets?
Beloved by his peers.
Speaking of beloved and beloved by your peers. Don't you believe the tweets between Kobe and Genie right now? I mean, not Kobe. Magic and Genie. I love you. You're going to win soon. Heart, heart, heart. I love you. I love you too. You're my brother. You're my sister.
I would love to be around Magic's advisor, personal assistant for a day. Do you think I should send out a tweet that says Rob was a dear friend of mine and I wish him nothing but the best? No. You most definitely should not send that tweet out. I have taken your advice under consideration, and I have decided I am going to send that tweet out.
Too late.
Rob is such a great guy. Okay. This is. I'm so glad you're back to tweeting. It's great to have the old Magic back.
It's Frogman Friday.
Heart, heart, smiley face, smiley faced. Fireworks, fireworks. I love you and will always be a Laker. Genie. Daughter, sister from another mother, whatever it is.
That's a salve, though.
I am a brother from another mother.
Every one of those emojis is a salve on the wound that he created by creating the most shell-shocking, embarrassing moment in the history of the Lakers organization. Chris Haynes will join us this hour to discuss it. It's a Frogman Friday. We got Dodgers. We got Milwaukee. Frogman. It'll all start with Tim Cates at 6 o'clock with Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. Plenty of great sports talk and my dad still to come.
Remember what we said about Bolch? When he got bolched.
When he got bolched
we
by...
Like, when you look at a tweet and you see the retweets are at like 6 and the comments are at like 600.
Uh-huh. That's bad. That's bad news.
Magic's tweet about, I enjoyed working with GM Rob Pelinka. We had a great working relationship and we're both committed to making the Lakers a playoff and championship contending team again. That's the tweet.
How many retweets?
195.
Which is low for a Magic Johnson tweet. I mean, he's out of Crenshaw High building science projects. You're getting 1,000 retweets there.
Would you like to know how many comments?
Let me guess. 3,000.
456.
Oh, they're getting there. It's getting there.
400. Would you like me to open it up and just kind of rip off a couple of the first ones here?
Well, I'm sure they're positive messages of love.
Here's the one from Goodfellas where Ray Liotta is cackling like a hyena.
That's my favorite.
We have a photo of a freeway that is separating on the straight lane is the Lakers logo.
I don't know. I'm a grown man, and I don't know why these things make me laugh so much.
It's Magic's head. They're splitting at the fork.
I don't know why emojis and stupid GIFs or GIFs. I don't know why they make me so happy.
We now have a video of Kobe. I believe I can read his lips going, wait. What? We have, we have a Dr. Seuss. So I guess fable, fairy tale, kind of. There's Justin Timberlake looking. Here is.
People are nonplussed.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yes, that is overwhelming feeling. It's all GIFs or GIFs or whatever the hell they're called.
All right. Well, yes. We'll talk more about it. Chris Haynes is going to join us in the very next segment. There's a tremendous amount of negativity surrounding the Luke Walton, Magic Johnson, Lakers front office situation. Dodgers have been swept, but hey, then I think of smiling. Clippers versus Warriors. 1 versus 8. All right, it's time for the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
Today's word of the day is sex on fire. Matt, I was working yesterday at the Spring League in Austin, Texas, or somewhere outside Austin, in Round Rock, Texas, doing simulated XFL games where they simulated XFL rules. And pretty interesting stuff. Some of it was leaking out, like the double forward pass and different stuff like that. And it was fun doing that yesterday in Austin, and thanks to Dan Wojcicki for filling in. I will say this. My partner was the Dallas Mavericks play-by-play man, Mark Followill. Because of my early affiliation, as far as being a fan of the band The Kings of Leon, I called him Caleb for the first couple hours while we drove out to the stadium and stuff.
Happens.
Caleb Followill, the lead singer of The Kings of Leon, whose sex is definitely on fire.
Tremendous prowess in the sack.
I felt pretty bad. But we got through it.
It's a compliment.
And if you want to know about the XFL rules, I'm here to answer them. They think they figured out the kickoff, and it does look kind of silly, but at least it's a kickoff, and we can feel like we're playing football, not just handing the people the ball, playing willy-nilly. But some other things need to be ironed out, like the last two minutes. But all those guys were running around. They weren't coaching or anything. They're working game flow and working their rules. But I got to eat at a Mexican restaurant, some of the great Mexican food, Tex-Mex, as you know, in Austin, Texas. I went to a place on South Congress called Huevos.
Oh, Huevos.
Excellent taco at White Guys. And I thought I was in Manhattan Beach, right across the street. There's a Marine Layer store and an Aviator Nation. I was like, damn.
If only they had a team in Austin, Luke could move there and feel like he's still right there in Manhattan Beach.
Isn't this great? Why is there a vampire bat sucking on my... It is time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Sorry about that, Mark. Mark. He did steal my boards, though, Matt. So.
You stole them?
Well, he didn't steal them, but he didn't have boards. I made boards, and we shared the boards. But they kept inching over to his side more and more.
Did he show up?
And I'm like, he showed up with the roster. Well, to be fair, you know, he had the Dirk Nowitzki retirement. He had the Dirk Nowitzki final game. You know, the back-to-backs they played in Dallas.
Not being broadcast. It's a run-through.
Not being broadcast. But you know me, Matt. I'm a preparer. And I had my boards.
Over-prepared.
I think he stole them because I called him Caleb. Caleb Followill from the Kings of Leon.
Number of the day is 3. There was in the world of golf, when you play with your buddies, a regular bit of grab ass is if someone is in the tee box, put their ball on the tee, push it into the ground, maybe taking a practice swing or squaring up the club, and they'll bonk the ball off the tee. And
yeah, shenanigans amongst friends.
And everybody will go 3 when they pick it up and put it back on the tee, hinting that you touched the ball, you picked it up, that's 2, now you've put it back on the tee and you're swinging for 3. Mostly everybody's like, ah, yeah, good one. You move on. Every now and then, you'll get a guy who's like, "Whatever, man. I didn't mean to hit it. You know the rule. It doesn't count if you don't mean to hit it. It's an accident on the tee box. That's okay."
They're high-strung people when it comes to competition.
Today at the Masters, Zach Johnson was lining up his tee shot, and taking a practice swing, and he found himself. Ah!
He wore it. I saw it. He wore it pretty bad, man.
He took his practice swing and he missed, and I don't know if it was Kuchar that was with him, but if that little tee marker wasn't there to stop the ball from going at just basically straight away from him, at perpendicular, it would have hit him right in the balls. I mean, that ball would have rocketed right
was
into
he
that
penalized?
Dude's... He was not penalized because it was a practice swing and he did not mean to
There's
hit it.
There's a lot of shenanigans out there. Some guy gave Tiger Woods a flat tire.
Dude slipped.
Yeah.
Security guard was trying to get over there. Absolutely.
Who's winning?
I think...
Tiger Woods winning now?
Louis Oosthuizen may be up there.
Wow, look how bald Tiger is now. Tiger's at -6 right now.
Leader is at -8.
Two back! I can count.
Oh, no. There's now been an adjustment, I believe. Now the Louis has fallen back a little bit. So it is Jason Day, Brooks Koepka, Francesco Molinari, Louis Oosthuizen.
Koepka, Scott, Day, Molinari, Oosthuizen at the top.
All at 7-under. Tiger one off at 6-under.
So he
Zach Johnson,
right
in the balls, were it not for that tee marker, bong, and then launched it forward.
Was there laughing?
I think everyone's like, ooh. Well, it was caught live on air, and when you watch the video, Zach goes, OS, and then says, what do I do? And they're like, just re-tee it, dude. You didn't mean to hit it, and he didn't break out or anything. Striped it right down the middle of the fairway, made birdie on the hole.
There wasn't a some kind of a insurance salesman to yell three.
I'm sure there was. I'm sure I would have done it if I were there because I'm that idiot. Three. Hey, no, it's not. I didn't mean to hit it.
Before we get to Ronnie, let's do the grand in your hand, everybody. Let's do the $1,000 that you could win right now.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the nationwide keyword super to 200-200.
Then what happened?
You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. That's super to 200-200.
All right, Ronnie, song of the day.
This is the song of the day.
Soak is the name of a singer, songwriter, and musician from Ireland. Northern Ireland with our song of the day called Sea Creatures. A nice tune on a Frogman Friday on the Petros and Money Show. Soaking ourselves in the waters of great sports talk en route to Dodgers baseball with the Milwaukee Brewers in town for the weekend. Hopefully the Dodgers can get back on the right side of the ledger. And Tim Cates will have your Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck beginning at the top of the 6 o'clock hour.
Chris Haynes from Yahoo will join us when we return. He has been in the middle of all of these machinations and movement at the Lakers facility, front office, player, coach.
Are you saying all the juxtaposing?
Someone who covered LeBron while he was in Cleveland and can speak to LeBron's exit meeting without Luke present on Saturday because he wanted to go see his buddy Dwayne Wade retire and play his last game on Wednesday.
No leadership for the Lakers is present when leadership is needed mostly right now.
You don't think it's okay for a guy to leave a couple days early so he can go see his best bud play in his last game? You know, we're getting everybody out there. It's going to be great. We got to go support Dwayne on his last day. To hell with the fact that I was signed to rescue this franchise, and it's been nothing but an utter failure.
Not my fault. We're going to suppose and juxtapose.
I did what I did.
Chris Haynes coming up next. I'm supposing you're supposing about the juxtaposing. Hey, everybody, what's cracking? Welcome back. PMS is on the air before Dodgers. Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates coming up at 6. And Clippers Warriors as the NBA continues in the playoffs.
Warriors big.
I mean, I know LeBron's supposed to be like the best player in the NBA or the second best or whatever. Kind of sucks when you're the best player and you're not in the playoffs, right?
A little bit. I mean, you're supposed to be in the playoffs if you're the best player in the NBA. Typically, it's an individual league where stars tend to shine, and whoever has the best player in a series usually wins that playoff series. And when you have perhaps the best player in all of the association, you would like to think he could carry them.
But now he can help with a coaching search. If LeBron calls me and I'm a coach, I move to Greece. I'm going Panathinaikos.
I think it is more likely that he is out in China for the F1 Grand Prix this weekend, rolling around with them dudes on the yachts.
Built a car big enough for you, LeBron. Joining us right now is a man that knows LeBron well. It covered him in Cleveland for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the CPD. Now he's a Yahoo Sports insider. West Coast roots, though, and that's why we love him. The great Chris Haynes joins us, NBA insider and friend of the Petros and Money Show, joining us a lot these days, talk about all this crazy stuff, breaking news every moment when it comes to the Lakers, front office movement, and head coaching movement today is what we're talking about. Hey, Chris, what's cracking? How are you?
Gentlemen, thank you for having me on again.
Thanks for coming on again. You broke the news a little bit earlier, Chris, on the Twitter, at Chris B. Haynes. You posted an article at Yahoo that the leading candidates to replace Luke Walton are Ty Lue and Monty Williams. Does that still hold? Because a lot of people tied David Griffin to Ty Lue. Is that independent of the idea that he might become the next president of basketball operations?
Now, David Griffin might become president of basketball operations, correct?
That's what right, yeah. Even though he was hired by New Orleans, is it still Ty Lue and Monty?
Yes. No, those are still the top two coaching candidates. You know, you think about Ty Lue. Look, when it comes to LeBron James, man, it takes a certain coach, man. It takes somebody with a certain pedigree, a certain personality, a certain coaching style to be able to get the most out of him. And first and foremost, just to be able to earn his respect. Ty Lue was somebody, when I covered that, when he took over for David Black in Cleveland, you know, he was somebody who would cuss. He wouldn't have a problem cussing LeBron out during a film session and getting in on him. And he earned LeBron's respect. He's a basketball mind, something like LeBron's, the basketball intellect. those guys, they definitely kind of fed off from each other in that regard. And so it makes all the sense. So, yes, it is independent of, you know, it was independent of all ways of, you know, bringing, possibly of bringing in David Griffin. And then Monty Williams, somebody who has ties, LeBron James, with Team USA, somebody who's respected. You know, he's never quite had a legitimate team to go far, but, you know, he's a coach who people think really highly of. And so, yes, those two I expect to go the distance, and I expect it to be between those two when it's all said and done.
Are you surprised, Chris, that it looks like Rob is just going to ascend maybe, and they're going to hire someone underneath Rob Pelinka as opposed to getting a new, and I'm just assuming that because you wouldn't hire a basketball coach before hiring a president of basketball operations.
Yeah, it looks that way. It really looks that way. It looks like he's going to be spearheading this coaching search. They're going to have to get somebody in, but it's looking like Rob is going to probably be the top dog in the basketball front office, which is kind of strange.
It's crazy.
It is. I can't fathom what's going on. It looked like Magic Johnson knew a little bit. He's making some sense now why he's getting out of that role. But it's strange, guys. I can't really comprehend the thought process behind this. And
well, we all were blindsided, right, Chris? I mean, we all got blindsided the other day.
Oh, my goodness. I've never seen it.
No,
I've never seen anything like that.
It's the most – I grew up in L.A., and it's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen associated with L.A. sports that blindsided everybody, you know, other than the HIV announcement, which is hard to compare anything to back when I was a freshman in high school. But what is the general national perception of the way the Lakers are run at this point? I mean, keeping it in the family, I used to work in the 80s with the Jerry West stuff, but it doesn't seem to be working anymore.
This, you know, is baffling. You know, people are scratching their head. You know, that's it. You know, I think when Magic left, people were thinking, okay, well, this is the opportunity. This is the opportunity for the Lakers to hire a proven guy in that role. Somebody who's not, it doesn't have to be somebody who's necessarily, you know, tied to a Lakers brand. You know, just hire somebody competent, proven, because you need, when you're coaching or managing a LeBron James, you need somebody strong in that field, in that position. You know, somebody like Pat Riley, who has the ultimate authority. I don't see what's going on. Like I said, it looks like Rob is going to, when it's all said and done, is going to have the top role in a basketball front office right now. And I just don't see how that's going to benefit them at all. I really don't. And, you know, he's not experienced in this role right now. It's baffling. People are scratching their heads.
Well, a short one today for us, Chris. We got you on a little late. We appreciate you taking the time. You can get the podcast posted up. Great stuff on there. And
always
the Twitter feed at Chris B. Haynes is where you can find him on Twitter. Again, broke the news that the top two candidates are Tyronn Lue and Monty Williams to take over for the departing Luke Walton. Chris, we always appreciate it. Sorry it was a short one, but we look forward to talking again real soon.
Short but good, guys. Y'all take care.
Thank you, Chris. And Matt lied to him. He didn't come on late. It's because Worthy's on.
That's right.
Joining us right now.
I'm terrible. But I'm a liar.
Totally just lied to that guy in front of everybody. If you guys were so late, why'd you put Worthy on? We have to get something from the Lakers. And he's over there right now at El Segundo, live at Spectrum Sportsnet. He's got a few minutes with us. The great James Worthy, Hall of Famer and a dear friend of our show on the Spectrum Sportsnet, on the Spectrum Sportsnet LA, on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Always repping Mountain View Chevrolet in Upland. What's cracking, James? How are you?
Man, what's happened? I'm sitting here watching, was watching Tiger Woods miss a couple of birdie putts. He could have been 8 under, but I'm, you know, still a little taken back by everything that's
transpired over the last week. You need a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, first Magic, now Luke. What's going on? That's what Marvin Gaye would say. What's going on?
James, I think the most interesting, look, the way that it went down with Magic is certainly the most interesting thing, the most surprising thing. We've never seen anything like it. But I think for Laker fans that kind of finally got past that, even beyond Luke being the mutually agreed departure between Luke and the team, I think the more surprising thing is that Rob Pelinka looks to be the one that's going to lead this coaching search, that he's going to be sticking around, and it's not going to be a complete redo of the front office and coaching ranks. Does that surprise you that Rob is going to be back, and it looks like he may end up taking over for Magic?
Well, I mean, the key word is he may, you know, because I got to let this digest. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody yet. And, you know, Magic was very spontaneous. You know, I really, personally, I thought Luke was the man for the job, given where the Lakers were before all the injuries. He had the young players and the whole team finally believing in defense. They were like top 10 in efficiency. So I just thought that was a little odd, but it was a mutually agreed decision. And I don't know what's going to happen if Rob is if that's true, and I'll wait to see. You know, that's a major task for someone who's never done it, and for someone who used to represent players. You know, you would think that, you know, that he would have good rapport with all the GMs, but that's yet to be seen. So, and to find another coach, finding a coach. It's a team effort. You know, I don't think it'll be just Rob making the decision. I'm sure they'll use, you know, whoever has the experience, scouts or, you know, some other, you know, people that would, you know, would put their opinion in. But, you know, I've only played for the Lakers, and I'm not familiar with, you know, and I know things change. I do. I know things change, but when I look at the number of coaches we've had in the last several years, you know, Mike Brown, D'Antoni, Byron, Luke, you know, and not making it to the playoffs, making calculated, you know, risk, bringing in Steve Nash and Dwight Howard and Kobe getting injured. And injuries are one thing, but you still have to play through that, still have stability in your infrastructure and what's going on with decision-making and that kind of thing.
You mentioned you only played for the one team. You've worked with the Lakers on the broadcast for a long while now, but you see other teams come in. I mean, and you're tied in enough, James, to know what other front offices look like. Should Laker fans be concerned that this one is very unique, that it does not look like any other front office around the NBA, that it's kind of more tied to people and individuals that have a relationship from their past with this team than others that have been kind of poached and given promotions that have proven their worth in other spots?
Maybe time to look outside the family.
Right?
You know, because when you look at other GMs, you look at, I think, Myers up in Golden State, young, innovative. You know, I know Griffin's name comes up. He was with LeBron a lot. He is experienced.
And now he's in New Orleans, James. He just got the job with the Pelicans, so he's now off the table. Like, that's what's so concerning, you know?
Didn't hear that. I know there's a young GM up in Toronto that I'm having a hard time remembering the names. But it's going to be critical. And it's got to be someone that's going to be here for a long period of time so you can grow it, you know? So I don't know who the candidates are. And all I know is this. The Laker brand is still pretty powerful, but not being consistent with the brand is a problem because we haven't been in the playoffs since, I don't know, 7 years ago, and we've made some calculated moves and traded some calculated moves so that we've got nothing in return except we do have LeBron. So on the bright side, you could say that.
That's good, yeah.
As far as the Lakers are concerned, no one expected them to win a championship this year. However, we did expect to make the playoffs. Unfortunately, the injuries happened. I still see about six games that they should have won. Knicks, you know, Cleveland, and, you know, some other games. You know, Memphis without Anthony Davis. Then there may be one and a half. Two games out of making the playoffs, and I think a franchise player like LeBron could have pushed for that, but it's not consistent with what we've been seeing over a long period of time with the Lakers' success. Not making it to the playoffs and not being able to recruit the players to get in here to get it done. And also a number of changes, you know, a number of changes of coaches and, you know, Mitch gone, Magic in, Magic gone, you know, Robin, you know, it's not conducive to what needs to be like more of a permanent, stable situation.
We'll see if they can get there. Very interesting stuff from the great James Worthy. James, real quick, do you love watching the playoffs even if the Lakers aren't in it?
I like to watch the finals. Yeah, I do watch the playoffs a little bit more. It's a little bit more interesting, less travel. Teams get to focus in. You get to really separate the teams who are disciplined, and you know it's a little bit more engaging to watch the playoffs. So yeah, I'll definitely watch. I love the NBA. I'll still watch.
Well, we love you, James Worthy, and we'll be watching Spectrum Sportsnet LA tonight because he'll be live talking about all these different developments. Maybe it is time to go outside the family as the Lakers face yet more adversity in today's complex world of pro basketball.
Thank you, James.
You got it, brother. You'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
And never go outside the Leggio family, though, or the Mountain View Chevy family. We don't. All right. You know, my dad had to push.
I lied to Chris. What was I going to say, though? Like, Matt, hey, we got to say bye. Worthy's on.
We all have to.
He's so good to us. He comes on whenever Kate's asked.
We've got to adjust. And I did not like his. I did not like the fact that he was promoting Ty Lue, so I'm out.
Well, he's just breaking news. He's looking at me right.
No, I love Chris, but I think the lie was warranted. We needed James to come on and sound that discouraged. We needed to. Who sounded more discouraged, Chris or James?
Oh, James. James had Tiger miss a birdie putt or two, so he's two back. Could have been one up.
Yeah, he sighed hard. Charlie Brown sighed from the mound. We'll be right back with Chris. Oh, my dad.
Your dad.
You like this Swedish chick there, kids?
Oh, did you hear the new Z-Dog? Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports. Big thank you to James Worthy and Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports. Haynes breaking the news that the top two candidates for the Lakers head coach to replace Luke Walton, Ty Lue, and Monty Williams. Speaking of the Dodgers.
And Mark Jackson. What about Mark Jackson? He's out there floating around with his big Ziggy head.
I think Mark is just making calls like, hey, can you put my name in it? Would you mind putting my name in it?
The old Mariucci.
Didn't I do that last year, Mark?
That's the old Steve Mariucci. You're not heard to have my name out there.
Didn't we do it last year, Mark? Yeah. Can I not do it this year? I did it 2 years ago for you, too. Come on. Can you do it again?
Come on.
Speaking of the Dodgers, they play the Milwaukee Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7. We'll have Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck at 6.
Matt, we're a week out from my dad's first jazz show at Vitello's. I tried to call him to tell him about my trip to Austin. Hung up on me. It's right in the middle of rehearsal. It's like I was calling Beyonce.
Well,
whole jazz band waiting for him. He'll be playing Vitello's a week from today, I believe.
19th.
Is that a week from today?
Yeah.
There you go. That's where Bonnie Lee Bakely got shot.
I wish you
and my dad's doing a jazz show.
That place to that event.
You should call Vitello's, unless it's sold out. Is it sold out yet, Dad?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah!
Well, as of this, early this week, they had 100. And I know another 10 or 12 people, because capacity is 120.
Well, I'm going.
If I would, you know, if I may, Mr. Papadakis, as someone who used to promote shows, you never tell them it's sold out.
Well,
let's get mayhem at that door, Mr. Papadakis.
I say it for this purpose. There's a second show May 23rd. There's plenty of room at Catalina.
That's okay. Right. Perfect.
So but we want mayhem.
You know, in a different venue that's actually better known, to tell you the truth. You know, it's got a bigger name internationally.
Well, no one ever got shot there, though.
I mean, but we want the fire chief to shut this down.
Vitello's is a great place, and I'm very proud to debut there. I was working with these guys today. We were rehearsing, and a lot of information came, you know, because I'm getting to know each player. And they're all tremendous. I mean, the drummer is named Clayton Cameron, right? Fellow tennis player.
Okay.
He's made 13 albums with Tony Bennett. 13.
Wow.
Season.
Harvey Newmark, Bob McChesney on trombone, Ron Stout on trumpet, Doug Webb on woodwinds, you know, the flute and
clarinet,
saxophone, and of course Lou Forestieri, who's worked at Gilly's in New York.
The pianist.
Played for Sinatra every night, and he's worked with been the pianist for Johnny Hartman and Jack Jones. You know, these are people that I'm happy to meet, let alone work with. So
we are your jazz standard show of record. John Papadakis, my father.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and you know, I hope to be in full voice. That's all. You just want a clear throat, man. If you got a clear throat, you can do the thing.
Well, are you concerned about that? Do you feel as if you feel something coming on?
It was good today. And you should hear you know the song Bathtub Gin? You've played it before.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, and Dignity. Taking My Dignity. Anyway, they've given it a horn treatment that takes
you got
it
some
over
horns.
The top. Makes it a real honky-tonk.
A honky-tonk.
Like a Tower of Power.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, that'll get the kids out to Studio City for sure. I mean,
speaking their language.
Yeah, people are going to be really excited about that.
I am.
All right.
We're going after the show.
Where? To Vitello's?
Yeah, the two of us are going. Kate's got to stay because of the Dodgers.
And you know what? Tomorrow.
It's a big flex.
You know what's happening tomorrow, Petro?
Is it?
I have the Greco-Roman Symposium.
What? Oh, with all your friends?
The Greco-Roman Symposium.
At Trainees?
Matt have attended in the past.
Yeah. Is it in San Pedro again? And Trainees, the greatest Italian restaurant in the world?
At the Immortal Del Rey.
Oh.
Maybe next year we go back to Trainees.
You got back? I thought the Del Rey banned your party because it got too crazy.
They begged for us to come back.
What happened?
I don't know. They just said, please come back.
You literally were banned.
Especially the waitresses.
Oh. Mm. Well.
Am I still invited?
Life begins at 69. I can tell you that right now.
Matt wants to know if he can still go.
Matt, if you want to come, you can be a special guest.
So he can Italian it up with the Italian.
And I hope you prepare yourself for either role.
All right, Dad. Well, we appreciate it, Pop, and good luck. Vitello's, Studio City, Friday night. John Papadakis, Lou Force.
No, not Friday night. Thursday night, the 18th.
Oh, the 18th. A week for still a flex.
Thursday night, the 18th. And
corrections and retractions.
And get in there. Get in there and do it.
Thursday night, the 18th.
Not sold out. Still a few tickets left.
Thursday, the new Friday.
There are a few tickets
left. Still a few tickets left, but get on it now. It's going to sell out. Get on it now. Vitello's, make the call immediately.
It's going to be a fun group.
Heck, with that backing?
It's going to really be a party because I know the people that are going. And
meet Matt Smith.
They like to ball it up. It's going to be Operation Madball.
All right, Pop.
All right. OMB, Operation Madball.
He used to say that.
That's right.
Love it. Why.
All right, Dad, bye. We love you. There
you go. Mr. Pat.
All right. My father.
Are you going to go to the Del Rey tomorrow? I may go. The wife's out of town with the youngest.
I'm pretty tired.
The kids want nothing to do with me. My middle one's spending the night at a friend's house.
You might have to be my proxy.
I get some sleep tonight.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where you going? I just got my allotment of wine, so I'm going to probably take one of those to the head tonight.
It's Saturday. Where are you going? I'm going to go to Pico Rivera.
The 605.
There's this great restaurant between a funeral home and a Jack in the Box.
You ever been on the 605 North, sweetheart?
Let me take you down the yellow brick road of freedom, baby.
Let me show you.
I'll show you a place. A
spot in L.A. that maybe you were not aware existed.
Are we going to the funeral home? No, we're going right next door. Are we going to the Jack in the Box drive-thru? Nope. Right in between.
It's just right there. A little too far.
We'll be right back with your work. Oh, Quick Hits.
Quick Hits.
And great sports talk for another hour.